I'm Alex Chadwick in Los Angeles. This is Day to Day. The Commerce Department says today that its estimate of economic growth for the second quarter of this year is lower than the government first said. The government now says the economy grew at an annual rate of 2.8% from April through June, not 3%. Joining us from the Marketplace newsroom in Los Angeles is Tess Vigeland. Tess, a revision of the gross domestic product. Remind us what this is and why has it changed?
Well, this is essentially the sum of all goods and services produced by the economy each quarter. And the government's accountants basically issue two estimates and then a final number. This is the second estimate, so it could ultimately change as well. What really affected this revision was the country's growing trade deficit. We had slower growth in exports, shipped a lot fewer goods overseas than originally thought. And Mark Zandi, chief economist at economy.com, says it's because the entire global economy basically downshifted the last few months.
We've seen some weakening in growth in Asia, particularly China. Japan seems to be softening a bit. Europe, continental Europe in particular, is still lagging. If things aren't going as well overseas, then the folks over there just aren't going to be buying as much of the stuff that we produce here.
And the flip side of that, of course, is that Americans are buying more imported goods.
Admittedly, I'm not a numbers guy, Tess, but 2.8, 3%, I mean, you know, it's hardly any difference at all.
There's really not much of a difference, and frankly, this is what Wall Street was expecting that would happen in this second revision.
Anything else major affecting the revision?
Yeah, there was also a big gain in business inventories, and that's growth in kind of whatever product businesses keep on their shelves that's ready for them to sell. The bad news here is that some of that accumulation of inventory, they didn't want it. Zandi says, for example, a lot of auto producers just made too many cars that are now sitting on dealer lots.
And the problem is that that's going to cause them to cut back on production in coming months, and that means less output, less jobs, less income, and that doesn't augur well going forward. So we need to work off some of that unwanted inventory that was accumulated in the second quarter.
So maybe be on the lookout for more of those zero interest, zero down deals if dealers are trying to get their cars off the lot.
How about oil prices?
Well, you could argue actually that oil is the most fundamental reason why the economy slowed in Q2 and is starting off Q3 in a pretty weak note. Prices rising steadily since the beginning of the year really took off in the second quarter. And of course, you'll remember gas prices hit all-time record highs in May. Crude nearly hit the $50 barrel mark about a week ago. This week, it's back down to around $43, $44 a barrel, but still very high by any historical measure. And Alex, today in the Marketplace newsroom, it's Friday. Time for a look back at the week on Wall Street.
Thank you, Tess. Tess Vigeland of Public Radio's daily business show, Marketplace. She joins us regularly at this time for discussions about money and business. And Marketplace is produced by American Public Media.